You are free to move about the country. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. That's how I felt after my second dose. Free again. And we're talking real freedom at this point. Under the new rules, I'll be able to go to church and sit close to strangers. More restaurants can return to full service. And theaters will admit only vaccinated audiences can go up to 50% capacity. But where does that leave unvaccinated people? Well, it leaves them free to choose. They don't have to get the vaccine or carry a vaccination card, and the state is not going to force businesses to check for vaccination cards. But at the same time, the relaxed distancing rules for vaccinated people mean that any business that involves having a lot of people indoors has a very strong incentive to elect to require those cards, which will have unvaccinated people saying, well, that's discrimination. To which I would say, no, that's freedom. The shots are everywhere now. Heck, you can get them at Mariners games. And for businesses that want to keep their patrons safe, there's a much better chance of doing that by requiring the card, even if some of those cards turn out to be fake. And yes, there are fakes being sold online for $200. And if that catches on, it'll just force states to set up databases, which they're allowed to do when public health is involved. But as Americans, we hate the idea of forging documents, right? At least we do when it comes to undocumented immigrants. So why would we, as good Americans, buy phony vaccination cards? We wouldn't. So everybody gets what they want. The state will not force anyone to get the vaccine. It will not force you to carry a card. But at the same time, it will also not force businesses to endanger their customers by pretending that COVID is no big deal.